Welcome back to the Too Much Podcast with Remedy and Libby.
Hello.
It's us.
This is an impromptu recording.
Because we were standing in the living room being hilarious, and we were like, you know what? Let's get the mics out. So that's what we've done.
So here we are.
Wait, what were we even doing / talking about? I forget.
The floss.
Remedy? Yeah, but then we started talking about something else that actually made
the floss.
You're right.
So I guess we'll just have to
Let's
get
just
into
paint
it.
The picture.
We're gonna yeah. So I get home from work. Remedy is currently in her resting phase. But the last 2 days when I walked in after work, she's been on the floor stretching.
Yes. I have to stretch.
For her back.
For my back. It's the only thing that's really helping. So, like, I have to stretch, like, a minimum of 45 minutes to be able to, like, function properly. And when Libby's been getting home around 3 p.m. is when I am finally for the day doing what I need to do to be able to function. So, yeah, I'm on the floor. Then I get up. Me and Libby start talking. And I start...
Well, you're telling me about how you scheduled an MRI.
Oh, yes. For my Friday. Second MRI this summer.
Year. Oh, gosh. This summer.
Yeah. I'm going to be getting on Friday. So, yeah. I schedule my MRI. And then I start flossing. And by flossing, the dance move flossing.
But when you were talking about your MRI, you were saying, I need to know if I have a slipped disc.
Oh, yes.
And you're like, I need to find out, but like, I do know I probably do have a slipped disc.
Uh-huh.
So that's been put out there.
Yeah.
And then she starts flossing. And I make a joke like, is that one of your stretches?
And is that helping you right now?
And then I start chanting, unslip the disc. And so Remedy's standing there with her little arms, flossing.
Progressively going faster and faster and faster.
Unslip the disc. Unslip the disc. I told her it would be a great camp skit, so that's what it felt like.
I'm gonna hold on to that for next summer. But then I'm like, oh my gosh, speaking of flossing, Ellie sent me this horrible thing, and it was this dentist talking about how he refuses to use or recommend like plastic flossers to people, or just really like floss in general, because most of it is made with a chemical that seeps into your body through your teeth and stays forever. It never leaves. And it is the cause of headaches and hormonal imbalance. And she sent it to me and said, you need to look into this. And I was like, oh, awesome. If you don't know, I do have an oral fixation, as we've recently discovered for myself and for others. And I habitually floss my teeth with little plastic flossers. They're everywhere. Mm-hmm. There's probably
them in my car.
Yeah. There's probably some in the couch. Like, it really is bad. Like, it's bad the way that I mishandle the floss. But it's everywhere. And that's probably maybe a contributing factor to my issues. But then we started talking about, like, Libby said...
Because I was like, you're doing something that's supposed to be good for you. And somehow it's causing harm to your body.
For decades and decades and decades, all you hear is, floss your teeth, floss your teeth, floss your teeth. Okay, I flossed my teeth, and now I'm getting told that actually flossing my teeth is bad for me. You can't win.
You can't win.
In this world.
So that came after I came into the living room, after going to the grocery store, and I was just like, I hate cooking. I hate having to figure out what to eat. That is my least favorite thing about being an adult. Like some people, it's like, oh, cleaning your house, laundry. No, I can do all of that. Mm-hmm. I hate having to decide what I'm going to eat for dinner and for lunch. Breakfast is fine. But I was telling her, like, it just feels, one, I'm not good at cooking. So I just am not good at making things taste good. But it feels like either there are things that sound good to me and that taste good, or there are things that are healthy for me. Mm-hmm. And I just convinced myself that so many things aren't healthy for me. And she was like, well, what do you want to eat for lunch? And I was like, I just want to eat a sandwich. But it just feels like that's not healthy.
And then I was like, that is absolute bull honky. I was like, I think any good nutritionist out there would tell you that a sandwich is packed with protein and vegetables and flavor and you get your carbs. And it's just like, how do we now live in a world actually where we shouldn't be eating sandwiches? Mm-hmm. Like a mm-hmm. sandwich is a quintessential lunch.
I know it is. It is lunch. It's the OG lunch.
It's the OG lunch. But you've got people saying that meat and lettuce.
So then it's like, is the alternative, I'm just going to eat a cucumber with some like cottage cheese on it. That's my lunch. And then
exactly.
There have been seasons when I have been eating like what is considered healthy things for lunch. And then by like 2 p.m., I'm You're like so shaking hungry. Because I just didn't get enough food.
Uh-huh.
And then it's just not good. And so I just have never found the good. I've never found a good solution. I find some meals and like foods that I like, but then I eat them so much that I'm like, I can't eat this anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm also, as we know, and as we talked about, I'm very habitual and I'm very routine. Mm-hmm. So then I get tired of things.
Yes.
So then we were just like, it's just, and this feels like something we've talked about a lot, honestly.
Well, this topic is when we first started this episode or this podcast mm-hmm. was one of the only ideas I ever had in my brain about a podcast idea. And it was to talk about how nothing works. And it was to talk about how we live in a world that is constantly contradicting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
we talked about it in the beauty industry already.
We talked about it with the beauty industry, but it's just like, oh my goodness. How does a girl win? How does a girl win? I'm at a loss for words. Essentially, I'm at a loss for words.
And thanks for listening, you guys.
That's all we've
What's got. That? What's that from Lizzie McGuire? Thanks for listening today. What was it? You know what I mean?
I'm not recalling it right now. No.
Hold on. I got it.
Thank you so much for spending time with me. I hope you enjoyed it because I know I did.
Yes. Us at the end of every single episode. Well, that's my life. Thank you so much for spending time with me.
I hope you enjoyed it.
I know I did.
I have spent the past couple years of my life with the word balance just ringing in my mm-hmm. head, because I, as a person, we've probably talked about this, I lean either one extreme or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm aware of this about myself. So I don't necessarily live one extreme or the other. But my natural inclination is to either go to one extreme or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like that is what the world is. It's either skinny, 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 or love your body so body much positivity. That you're obese.
And we talked about skinny talk.
We talked about skinny talk. Or it's like.
Which honestly, since we talked about that, I've seen even more.
Yeah.
And more stuff has come up.
Of course. Because
people are noticing it. That's what's good, is there are people being like, wait, guys, what's going on?
What are we talking about? Is everyone
getting
about?
So skinny? Exactly. And like I saw everybody someone. Everybody is getting so skinny.
Skinny.
And like I saw someone being like, even the whole like, what I eat in a day, how many steps I take in a day, that I'm like, some creators that I follow and like really like, they do that. Yeah. And I didn't even notice. And they're kind of like, this is giving kind of like eating disorder vibes. And like, this is like getting scary. And they're like, it's okay if you don't like walk 20,000 steps a day. Like, it's okay if you're
and
not.
And how did we go from 10,000 last year to all of a sudden it's being like, at 20,000?
I mean,
or
I just made that number
up. But no, it is. That's the number I see around all day. How I got 20,000 steps today. And I'm like, what?
That's crazy.
20,000 steps. Like,
Remedy has tears in her eyes. She's so passionate.
The recommended number from the American Heart Association is 10.
I know. And I don't even know how many steps I take. Speaking of, should I get an Oura ring?
Yeah. You should. Right before we started this, Libby was like, come on. Like, I'm starting. And I was like, sorry, I'm checking something.
It was your
and
Oura
she
ring?
She was like, what? And I was like, I'm just checking something.
No, that's what it was. The big reveal. But here's the thing.
Yes, you should get one.
But I mean, is this literally me being like, I need to stop being so obsessed? Should I get something that measures every single part of my health? Like, do you think that's a good thing or do you think that would be a bad thing for me?
I think it'll be good. And let me tell you why.
I really enjoyed looking at Gracie's Aura Ring stats that one time.
Let me bring mine up and tell you a little bit about it.
I think that the whole like menstrual cycle of it all will be interesting to me.
Okay. It doesn't necessarily tell you as much about your cycle as maybe you were thinking that it does.
What?
But maybe that's just me because I don't have any statistics to put into my menstrual. into my cycle.
Oops.
Because it's non-existent. Okay. My readiness score for today, let me tell you this. Okay. My readiness score is a 76, which is good.
Okay.
But this is what it tells me. Take a moment to reflect. Your readiness score is in a solid place, but symptom radar has picked up minor signs of strain. If you're feeling good, just keep checking in with your body and give it what it needs today. So it never pushes like, keep going, keep going, keep going. The only time it will do that is if you're really, really close to your goal that it sets for you that day. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're almost at your goal. Like you could get there with an 11 minute walk.
Oh,
it like says stuff like that.
Cool.
But if you don't meet your goal, that doesn't, the only time that really, there is one thing that measures how often you're meeting your daily goals. And it only starts to dip if you've like not met your daily goal like four times in a row.
Okay.
So it's never like, do this, do this, do this, do this. You can take away the word calories. You can like whatever you want.
Okay, cool.
I like it because it really does help me to just know and be aware of how I'm actually feeling. Mm-hmm. And some days I'm like, ugh, like I don't want to move. Like I don't want to do anything. But I get on my ring or I get on my little app and I look and I realize like, I actually got amazing sleep. I recovered really well. Mm-hmm. My heart rate is where it's supposed to be. I probably don't want to move right now just because like mentally I don't want to, but physically I'm able to. So I bet if I like pushed myself, that would actually make me feel better.
Yeah.
Whereas other days I'm like, ugh, like I feel sluggish. I don't want to do anything. I look at my app and it's like, you didn't recover well. You have minor strains on your body. Take it easy if you want to. And I'm like, oh, okay, great.
Okay.
So it's pretty helpful. It's not anything like, it shows you so much more than say an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
But even with just my Apple Watch, for some reason, I felt a constant like, I need to hit this. I need to do this. Even though it only ever tracked like three things. So.
Okay.
I think it's pretty good. I think it's doing something healthy.
Okay.
But if you're going to get obsessed, then maybe don't. Because I also do kind of still know people who have one and still get obsessed with it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm going to continue to consider.
Continue to consider.
Okay.
So anyways, what do you think we do about the epidemic of the world?
Just meaning of the mind. So we're just going to solve the world's problems. I don't have a solution remedy. I think that's just the way it is right now. I think there's always going to be a problem. We live in a broken world.
Okay. Amen to that, girl.
So I just don't think there's really, I think we just have to be aware of it and make decisions for ourselves.
Yeah.
And have friends that say, it's okay to eat a sandwich.
It's okay to eat a sandwich.
And say, hey, that's a bummer that maybe you flossing caused your hormonal imbalances, but there are solutions and like, it's not the end of the world. Mm-hmm. And also like that is a single video that you watched.
So true.
So
I'm still going to probably get through my pack of floss. Unless. Yeah, I'm probably still going to.
Unslip the disc. Unslip the disc. I wonder what else we're going to talk about on this episode.
The summer I turned pretty.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Unfortunately, because of the way the time in which we are recording this, the most recent episode has not come out.
Episode five
has not come out yet. So we are up to speed on episode four.
Yeah.
I have a feeling episode five will be my favorite because I think that it's going to be from Connie Baby's perspective.
And it's long.
And it's long. That's what we've heard. So I'm really excited about that. I walked in the house a few nights ago and Remedy was at the very end of the episode. Again, spoilers. Conrad is walking out of his room. He's about to go home. And she paused it. And I was like, I'm going to sit down for this. I'm going to sit down for this.
And she did. And we watched it together. And here's the thing. Here's what I really have come to the conclusion of. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I don't necessarily care about Conrad and Belly ending up together. Mm-hmm. It really is only to me about a win for Conrad. But I know that the win for Conrad is him being
up with Belly.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. that's what I want. But that's not actually what I care about the most. Mm-hmm. I care about.
I don't want it for her. The win
for Conrad. I don't want it for her.
I want it for him.
I want to be with Conrad. Mm-hmm. Which mm-hmm. would actually be the number one scenario, I think. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But since that can't happen because I'm real and he's not. Fake,
yeah.
Then the alternative is him being with Belly.
Did you see that edit that I posted on my story? If you want to make the world a better place, you gotta look at yourself and make a change.
Yeah.
It's gone right. Because that's what he did.
That's exactly what he did.
He looked at himself in the mirror and he made a change.
I saw a TikTok.
Made the world a better place.
That was like, here's the thing. Season 3, Conrad is the Conrad that Belly fell in love with.
Yes.
The first two seasons, what we've seen of Conrad is him overcome by his mom dying and then grieving his mom's death.
Yeah.
And having to hold his entire family on his back. Mm-hmm. And this is who this he is. This is the sweet
Connie. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And the way she threw her phone down when he made her those sugar bombs, literally the text from her fiance, she threw it down and ran to him. And people were like, she was more happy here than she was when Jeremiah proposed, as she should be.
Yeah.
Conrad put more effort into those sugar bombs than Jeremiah put into that proposal.
Dirt bombs.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. It doesn't really matter, but
no,
they're dirt bombs.
No, I'm absolutely glad that you corrected
me. Should we make those? Yeah. Whatever the heck they are. Yeah. Let's go ahead and make them.
Yeah. I feel like they're probably just like
brown sugar
muffins.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
Okay, great.
What are you laughing about?
It's like us being serious.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. Well, like also the way that I was incredibly serious and like responded with so much respect towards you saying that the best case scenario is you ending up with Conrad.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I'm sorry about that. When I first watched this episode, one, I wasn't excited about the episode because the first three have been so disappointing. Mm-hmm. But when I watched this episode, I was so excited by the end. And when she comes down and he's doing those dishes, heart skipped a beat. And then at the end, of course, when he says, what does he say? Does he say, what have I done?
Yeah. Closes his eyes. What have I done?
And the song, me and Abigail watched it together and we rewinded it multiple times. And we're literally screaming, holding hands, screaming, kicking our feet in the air. Like amazing. And it was like, this is what I need the rest of this season to be. Like, this is why I'm here, mm-hmm. is for this feeling.
I think we're gonna feel satisfied with the season. Mm-hmm. It's being so unbearably difficult to watch right now with mm-hmm. Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. But I do think that the creators of the show are aware of that. And it's also probably intentional. Mm-hmm. And I think they know that they wouldn't be able to get away with one episode mm-hmm. of Belly and Conrad. Mm-hmm. If they know it's good for them.
No. They know what we want.
They know what we want. And I think we're going to get it. Mm-hmm. Because we genuinely have never gotten it. Have we gotten maybe 5 minutes total of Belly and Conrad in a good place?
No.
In 3 seasons?
I know. It's like all I can think of is like that one scene where they were like, Conrad was teaching her how to make the bed. Yeah. They almost kissed by the firework. And then Jeremiah set off the firework.
I can't believe it's always.
They kissed on the beach.
Yeah.
I thought you knew. Oh, my gosh.
horrible. Also, like,
can we talk about, I don't know if we should, can we talk about Taylor and her mom and how much I despise her mom? I don't know.
What is the reasoning?
That I hate her?
No.
Oh.
For the whole Taylor and her mom story.
Can I say something crazy that I heard? I saw something that they were like, I think that Taylor is pregnant with Steven's child. And that's why when Taylor's mom said, I'm the mom, Taylor looked weird and then changed the subject. I'm like, that's not. She's not pregnant.
Taylor's not pregnant.
Like, what if? Like, what if? And like, this is like.
That would be so funny.
She's not, though.
For us, for her to be pregnant. She's not
pregnant.
And then for her to be pregnant after us saying this.
But I'm so mad at her mom. We, as we know, I'm getting excited for Freakier Friday. Watched Freaky Friday last weekend. Mm-hmm. And when there was a scene, it's the scene where they're in the car and Lindsay Lohan is eating the fries. Well, no, Jamie Lee Curtis is eating fries. And she's like, what are you doing? I haven't eaten. Like, I can't. Like, those go to my hips.
Yeah.
And then she eats the fries and she's like, oh, my gosh. And like the way they respond. And she's like, mom. I was like, why is this Taylor and her mom? Like, why is this Freaky Friday moment where the mom is in the daughter's body?
Legitimately.
This is the closest I've. This is like literally. This is actually their dynamic.
Yeah.
And she's like, come over here. And she's like, I want to go hang out with Scott. Like, even hearing my own voice mimic her is annoying me. Like, I hate that I even did that.
Yeah.
I cannot handle the mom acting like a kid. Totally. I cannot. I'm like, literally, be an adult. You're 21-year-old daughter, mm-hmm, should not be not going to New York because you made a poor financial decision.
Totally. Yeah.
I'm going to pay you back, Tay. I hate her.
You're so mad. Okay. Pissed. Well, here's the thing. I don't think she is fake.
Taylor's going to have a baby.
She is fake.
Like, she's not going to be able to help with that.
She is. She's a fake character. But you know what they say. Like, it's her first time living, too.
Okay.
And also, clearly, Taylor needs to go to some counseling as well.
Clearly. They all do. Conrad's the only healthy one here. Honestly, Laurel, but she also has her own issues.
I was just about to say, what are your thoughts on Laurel?
I think that the actress is really, really bad. Like, she's a really bad actress, in my opinion. And the reason I say that is because every time she's on screen, I'm like, painfully aware that she is acting. And that's when it's like, okay. When Jeremiah said, come on, Laurel, you know you've always wanted me as a son. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like,
that was so awkward.
Where'd you get that information? It's clear she wants Conrad. She's obsessed with Conrad. They FaceTime regularly. Like, what are you even talking about? But, and then I don't like that she's mad. What's her ex-husband's name?
Adam.
I'm mad that she's mad at Adam. Like, I don't think she's
Adam
mad.
Adam Fisher, or is that Scott? One of them's Adam and one of them's Scott. I think.
Ooh, I think Adam might be Fisher. Let's look it up.
Let's go ahead and look it up. If this is what we're choosing to talk about, we might as well know our facts.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's Adam Fisher and...
It's got to be Scott. Okay, let me look it up. His name's John. John Conklin.
Belly's dad. Scott. John.
Okay, so...
So John. I hate that Laurel is mad at John.
Me too. Me as well. I think Laurel's a great mom.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. She's doing exactly what she needs to be doing.
Yeah. I really started to cry when she crawled into bed with Belly in the last episode. That was sweet. You forget that part? Oh,
when she was a kid.
Yeah. Which she's going to come around. I don't know what I would do, though, if I was in her shoes and my daughter was making such a horrible mistake. But then John has a good point, and he says, it's her life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what would you do? It's hard to say because we don't have the life experience.
And I don't even know like what and my kids would be like.
Exactly.
It's like, it depends on what the kid is like. It depends on so many things.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think the hardest part of it all, though, if you were Laurel, I'm going to say that again. I think the hardest part of it all, though, if you were Laurel, is not even just your daughter making a stupid mistake and marrying somebody too young, but your daughter making a stupid mistake and marrying the wrong person. The wrong brother.
And you
if
know
it was
it.
Just a wrong person in general, mm-hmm. if it was Joe next door, mm-hmm. that's one thing. Mm-hmm. The fact that it's Jeremiah,
and like she knows, like Laurel knows,
and what, you're gonna marry both brothers, you're gonna get divorced from one and brother and then have to
inevitably
so that also I think plays a big factor. Mm-hmm. Like girly, mm-hmm. you're getting yourself into some deep trouble here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, okay, do you think John and Laurel are going to get back together?
I do.
Me too. I hope they do.
Because that seems like what they're leaning towards right now.
Yeah.
I wonder what's going to happen with Lucille and Taylor. I think inevitably Taylor and Steven are going to end up together. Do you think Do you think Steven's going to get with Denise for a second?
I'm really scared. I really hope not.
When they introduced that and she was a girl, I was like, somehow he's going to end up with her. Yeah. Like in a stupid way. And then he's going to realize he loves Taylor.
Yeah.
But he knows he loves her. It's stupid.
What is up, though, with the other girl at the company who was flirting with Jeremiah?
That is the woman that Adam cheated with. Yeah.
Wait, how do you know?
Because of her name. And Conrad told Belly, I don't know, like, let's say it's Amber. Mm-hmm. He's like, he cheated on Susanna with Amber, his receptionist. And then it's like, thanks, Amber. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think that, I don't think she was flirting. I think she was just treating him kind of like her son.
I'm sick. I'm going to be sick.
But I did like that then she got into Denise for being the worst.
Yeah.
It's like,
you can handle the snacks, Denise.
Yeah.
What else is there to say about that?
I don't think there's anything else to say. I'm sure there's going to be so much to say after this next episode, but we'll just have to discuss it later.
Yeah. So anyways, today I woke up at 8:30, came out into the living room, got onto the couch, slept probably from 9:30 till 12:30. Mm-hmm. The people who take care of the lawn were here. And I swear they were somehow, like, if my head was at that window, I swear they were at the window.
Weed eating.
100%. Even though we have a huge, like, the grass isn't right there, but they were.
Well, we also know that our windows are incredibly thin.
Yeah. Last night we had an entire conversation.
With the door closed.
With the door closed through the back door.
We were just looking at each other talking.
That was insane. But I had a goal today, and my only goal, like, I was like, okay, let me make a to-do list for tomorrow to, like, get some stuff accomplished on my day off. You know, I'm on my staycation. And the only thing I had on my list today, I tried to think of multiple other things, but I couldn't quite commit to putting anything else on the list other than go get a coffee. It was going to be a little treat for myself for my staycation. Could I have made coffee? Yes. I wanted to go get one. Mm-hmm. So Libby gets home at 12.
I had my lunch. Yeah, I got 15. To come home for lunch, which is...
Oh, so I guess I wasn't asleep till 12:30.
No.
Because you got home at 12:15.
Yeah.
But whatever. Hours I was asleep. And Libby has her lunch. She got to have a lunch break.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And then she was like, okay, I guess I'm going to go back early. And I was like, okay. And she was like, unless you want to come with me to get a coffee. And I was like, what? I'm in no state to go get a coffee right now. And she was like, what do you mean? We can go through the drive-thru. And I was like, okay.
Literally rolled, like physically rolled because she can't stand up normally. So she literally had to slowly roll over.
limp to go get my shoes. You know, and I was terrified I was going to be seen.
You weren't.
And I wasn't seen, praise God.
I get that feeling, though.
It was because it would have been a really awkward interaction that I was having with somebody in my pajamas.
Because it's also like 1 p.m. And you're straight up in your pajamas.
It would have been horrible.
And I'm fully dressed, ready for the day.
Yeah, she's been at work for hours.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Libby helped me. She pushed me to do something hard today.
Yeah, we accomplished her goal.
Helped me accomplish my goal. And then later we're going to go on a walk.
It's going to be awesome.
So that'll be good.
It's a big day.
It's a big day.
When this comes out,
I made chicken salad.
Awesome. Uh-huh. Good for you.
Yeah.
What, you already did?
Yeah, I made it for lunch.
Good for you.
Because also at 1 p.m. hadn't eaten a bite of anything.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what I've been obsessed with since yesterday?
Uh-huh.
I got these like...
Since yesterday.
These white plum cherries.
Are those what you were eating in that bag?
Oh my... No, I was eating chocolate covered gummy bears in the bag.
Oh. Huh?
Yes.
Sprouts?
Yes. Okay. Have you ever had one?
No.
Oh my gosh, they're so good.
Okay, noted.
But no, I was eating a white plum cherry. It looks just like a really small plum / peach. And it is so good.
Really?
I just saw them on the shelf and I was like, that looks intriguing. So I got a carton. So good.
Try one.
You need to try one. And then we need to go get another carton because I know we're going to freaking scarf the rest down.
Awesome.
Like, they're so good.
Awesome.
So that's my recommendation for you guys out there. White plum cherry.
Love.
And what have you been obsessing over?
I don't know. I've been, I mean, always something, but I don't have anything fun right now. I'm sorry.
Libby got her classroom list today.
I did. Yeah. So when this comes out, it will be the day before I start school.
So I'll say a prayer for her.
Seriously, say a prayer. You just never know what it's going to be like.
No. There's no way to know.
The first day of school is always just crazy, and they're really, really cute. I don't know them, but like this age, they're just really cute.
Yeah. Cool.
I don't have anything else to say. I'm reading a book that I'm enjoying.
Okay, what is it?
That I could recommend. It's called The Power of Will by Jess. I think it's Jess Hastings. She wrote Magnolia Parks. She wrote that series. You're not giving any sense of like recognition. I thought
no.
You would. It's, I feel like it's kind of like a TikTok, like a book talk book. I've never read it, but I'm really liking this book. And in the book, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because in the book, the main character is like a psychology, or like, I don't know if she's like a psychologist. I honestly don't know what she does, but she can look at you. Okay. And she can tell what you're feeling and thinking based off of your face.
Interesting, because I don't even know what I'm feeling half the time.
Exactly. But it's like she can tell, like, she's like, okay, that's an AU-12 smile, or like that's an AU-7. And it's like she can be like, okay, they're feeling contempt. Or it's like if I were to be like, I would ask you something and you're telling a lie, like the way something like twitches or where your eyes look, she can like tell. So it's not a story about, it's not like, it's just like her. It's like a family drama. There's like a guy involved, you know. But it's like very interesting. And I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
It's also, she grew up in the South. I honestly don't know where. And then her family shipped her off to boarding school in London, which is where the rest of the Magnolia Parks are located. So I don't know if she's connected to that world anyways. So she has very interesting things to say about Christianity and about the Bible Belt and about God and a lot of the things she says. I'm like, but then some of the things she says, I'm like, okay, it's so I think you might like it.
Oh gosh.
What?
Sounds intriguing.
It is. It is intriguing. And it's a weird recommendation. I didn't think I'd be recommending it on here, but here I am talking about it. So
I do need to make my fall book list.
Oh,
because that's what got me to the point that I got to before the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a list of books that I was going to be reading.
I was always interested
in getting to the next book.
You've had Malibu Rising on your bedside table for months.
Yep, I'm about 50 pages in.
I think you should pick it back up.
And then what's the other book that you put? Housemaid or something?
No, I think you'd like The Housemaid.
And then there was one movie more too. That I was...
God of the Woods is one that you were interested in.
Oh, I was interested in that. But also, you know, I'm reading Christian books again, so I need to make a list of those.
So. Okay.
Well,
I feel like we did this episode backwards. Like, we started with the actual topic, and then we went into talking about, like, TV, and then we went into, like, what our days have been like. And
that's fine.
Normally is inverse of what we do.
That is normally what we do, but...
No, it's totally fine. I'm just noticing. Just pointing it out.
We're the wizards of this podcast.
Wizards. Okay.
Well, can I tell you what my thought process was there?
What?
I initially
Wizards of
was,
Waverly Place?
No, I was initially thinking, like, and I'm really embarrassed to admit this, gods of this podcast. Like,
not really
that I think that we're gods at all. But just like,
that was the word
we're
that
the ones in charge.
Yeah.
Which, of course, when I think of who's in charge, I think of God.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to say that.
I'm glad you didn't, but you're saying it still.
So I switched it to wizards.
It isn't. Which is
maybe arguably.
It's like, I don't think it's worse.
You're right.
It's just, it feels out of pocket. It doesn't feel very on brand for us.
No, it's not. I'm sorry to the community.
The community.
So... I'm glad we went ahead and did this.
Me too.
Wish us luck on our walk later.
Wish us luck. Yeah. Let's pray that Rumi doesn't collapse or have to floss. She might just have to do some flosses and then she'll be able to
I won't move on. Collapse because think about camp. That's all I did all day, every day.
And you
was
said that
walk
walking
around.
Actually helps.
It does help. So I'm not concerned. Like, I am able to walk.
Honestly, the biggest concern should be like heat stroke. There's anything we're concerned about, it's overheating. It's so hot.
We'll be
we're
okay.
Not going to, but if there were a concern,
it would be that or getting hit by a car.
Oh my gosh, I have one more thing to say.
Say it, girl.
This okay, the other day I went to a movie. Shocker. I'm not talking about the movie.
Okay.
But shocker, I went to a movie. I have a cheetah print handbag.
Yes.
It is small. Shoulder bag. Often I will take like my wallet and keys and lip gloss is in that. And I will just throw that into a bigger bag if I'm ever bringing a bigger bag somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So for this movie, I took my cheetah print bag, threw it into my bigger tote bag that had like my jacket, my candy, my soda for the movie, obviously. I go into the movie. I come out from the movie. It is like dusk when I come out. I look on the ground. I'm parked next to like a median with grass. I looked on the ground. No. On the ground is my cheetah print purse.
No.
With my wallet and keys and lip gloss, most important of all, on the ground sitting next to my car. For the entire 2 hours that I was in the movie, it was sitting next to my car.
It's a miracle.
One, a miracle that I even saw it. Obviously, I technically could have started my car. With it out, I don't know if I could have started my car. Eventually, I would have noticed, but it's like, I don't even want to get into that. The optics of like, how would I even start my car again after, you know, like if you drive away from your keys, whatever. One, I am like, it is a miracle that I looked down. And seriously, I looked down and saw it and was like, oh my gosh, thank you, Jesus. Like, are you serious that this is still here? Someone could have picked that up, stolen all my money.
And
my
car.
And they would have been millionaires. And I would have been poor. And they would have had everything. They would have stolen my house too. They would have come in and they would have used the key and come in and say, we live here now. And Remedy would have said, no. But they would have had to live here because that's how it works. So they would have stolen everything that I own. They would have gone into my job. They would have then gotten my ID for work. They would then go to my job and they would say, we're teaching this class now. And that's just how it would have had to be. But it didn't happen because God protected me. And also, my cheetah print bag was basically camo.
I have something for us to start saying.
What?
you said God protected you. Uh-huh. And it reminded me of this cheer that started at camp this summer, which we had to shut down because it actually wasn't really appropriate to be saying at camp, mm-hmm. but it is appropriate in other circumstances. And it goes, Lord, protect us. Now you say that.
Lord, protect us.
While we get this money.
While we get this money.
Lord, protect us.
Lord, protect us.
While we in these streets.
While we in these streets. That's crazy to say at camp.
Yes. It is crazy to say at camp. So we had to shut it down.
But that's good. It's
applicable to our lives.
That's a good
call. Lord was protecting you while you were trying to get your money. While you were in the streets.
He was. And he protected my purse.
And your lip gloss.
And my lip gloss. Whew. But anyways.
Okay. Well, thanks for tuning in, you guys. Next episode will have much more purpose.
We say that every time. This episode is as if you walked in the door from work and we were catching up. Because that's exactly what this actually is right now.
Yes.
So maybe you're getting home from work and you're like, I just need to catch up with my besties, Rem and Lib.
If you guys have any Christian book recs, let us know. Deep. I need them to be deep, though. And if you have any quote unquote healthy lunches for Libby,
please
recommend them.
Like, seriously, just like good and like dinners. Anything.
Yeah, good, let us
recipes
know.
Recipes that are actually good, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Love you guys.
Bye. Bye.